Now, from the environmental impact of the Gulf spill to the economic impact of the deepwater drilling ban that followed. Yesterday, the White House lifted its six-month moratorium, but many businesses that depend on the oil industry say the Gulf Coast is only beginning to feel the full impact of that drilling ban. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
A recent federal government report played down the damage, saying the moratorium had created only a temporary loss of some 8,000 to 12,000 jobs. Many in Louisiana say that's just not true.
We might have had 3% or 4% unemployment, and now it's creeping up.
Eric Smith is associate director of the Tulane Energy Institute in New Orleans. It is true this region has been sheltered from high unemployment that much of the country has seen, and that's largely because of the success of the oil and gas industry. But Smith says the region has lost at least 10,000 jobs directly due to the moratorium and thousands of others indirectly. And Smith says some of the jobs created are not the same kind of stable, high-paying jobs that have been lost.
So if I lay off 500 drilling workers and I hire 500 people that I pay $12 an hour to sweep up the beach, that's a net loss for Louisiana.
About 100 miles south of New Orleans, Port Fouchon is a key support center for the oil and gas industry. But it's a lot quieter these days. Helicopters that used to take thousands of employees out to drilling rigs each month are now silent. Chet Chasson is the port's director.
You see this parking lot that could probably handle about 350 cars or so, and you might see, 35, 40 cars in this parking lot. Before April 20th, this parking lot was full.
Chasson says companies have moved out much of their equipment. Rigs are no longer being serviced, and the port cut its rental rates by 30% to try to keep business here.
What many companies have had to do is cut hours, cut overtime, cut salaries, free salaries. They've had to look at themselves and see, well, we can't spend money on that. We can't expand. We can't do this maintenance work.
Smaller businesses that support the oil industry have also had a hard time since last spring when the BP well exploded. RigChem in Houma, Louisiana, employs 50 people. It provides chemicals to deep water drillers when they're finishing off their new wells.
When there are no rigs operating, there's nothing for us to do.
RigChem co-owner Lori Davis says the company has been through hurricanes that have temporarily shut down the business, but she's never seen a more difficult time than this. And for the first time ever, she's had to apply for a line of credit.
Getting money from banks is very hard right now. And then when you don't have the receivables to pledge to get a line of credit, banks don't want to take the risk. So if you don't have a good relationship with a bank right now, you're really in trouble.
Davis got the line of credit, but she still doesn't know when she'll see business pick up. If things don't improve by December, Davis says she'll have to cut jobs. Over in Golden Meadow, Louisiana, Rose's Cafe is not as packed as usual. Billy Joe Brunet, a contract welder, is one of the regulars here who is lamenting his situation.
You know, if the oil field's not spending money, then it doesn't trickle down to us.
People who live in this area are angry at BP because of the oil spill, but they're just as angry at the federal government for having banned deepwater drilling. Brunet says it was the government that created economic uncertainty that didn't exist before, and he remains pessimistic.
Down here in Lafourche Parish, I want to say we were in the top 10 in the nation as far as having the lowest unemployment. You know, if you can't find a job down here, you don't want to work, okay, basically. But we're going to be 10%, 15% unemployment down here because of a moratorium, because of one company's mistake.
Even with the drilling ban lifted, business people along the Gulf say it could take months or even years for them to recover. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.